Hello everyone, my name is Dina and you're listening to Slavs with Deb, a podcast about Slavic languages. Today, we'll be discussing a very interesting question that might seem a bit odd at first. But before we get into that, I would like to remind you that you can always show your support and love at www.buymeacoffee.com/slavswithdeb. You can also find the Slavs with Deb magazine there at www.buymeacoffee.com/slavswithdeb/extras. Now let's jump to today's topic. Actually, let's try to answer the question posed in the title of this episode. Is imperfective rude? And what is actually meant by that? You see, if you want to express a command or a request, you tend to use a grammatical mood called imperative. And in Slavic languages, you can put the verb in either perfective or in imperfective aspect. If you struggle with aspects in Slavic languages, don't worry, everyone does. The most basic explanation that I can give you is that imperfective verbal aspect expresses an action that lasts for a long time, and the emphasis is on that duration, not on the consequence of that action, while perfective is more of a one-time action. The focus usually lies on that one-time action and on its consequence. As mentioned before, both imperfective and perfective aspect of the verb can be used to express imperative. So what is the difference? If you're stating a general command that has to be repeated over time, you express it in imperfective. An example of that would be a sign on the door which says, close the door behind you, which in Bosnian Serbian Croatian would be zatvaraj vrata za sobom. But if you want to express an immediate command, that is a one-time thing, then you need to use perfective form. For example, imagine that you're in a situation where you're in a classroom and the window is open and you're getting kind of cold, so you want your friend that stands next to the window to close it. So in this situation, you don't care about the process of closing the window. The only thing that you care is about the consequence of that action, the window being closed and you not freezing. In that case, you will use a perfective form and it's completely fine. It's not considered rude. You can toss in a little please. For example, in Bosnian Serbian Croatian, you would say zatvori prozor or zatvori prozor molim te. Bear in mind that the fact that you're asking them to close the window is a brand new information for that, because that also plays a certain role in how you're going to express it. Now let's jump to the next part, the part where you decide to go for imperfective, but it's not a general command. It is a one-time thing that you want to be done right away. In our story from before, your friend ignores your command and the window stays open. So this is not a brand new information that you're telling them. It's simply repeating the same command that you gave them before. And you're getting kind of annoyed, and frankly, you're also getting cold. So in that case, you can say in Bosnian Serbian Croatian, zatvaraj prozor. And they do, and you're happy. If you're a native speaker of any Slavic language, go through this story in your head, because it is most certainly that it's going to function probably in the same way. I had some people answering to this saying that they don't hear the difference. Some say that the attitude and the tone also plays a crucial role, which is, of course, a very important thing to mention here. Now, a lot of people would bring up the Russian «проходите», «заходите», «раздевайтесь», which are perfectly fine and not considered rude. Those are, as well, in imperfective. That is true, but these are the cases where you're rather suggesting something than expressing a command. You're suggesting that someone takes off their coat and comes into your house. And this is something that is at the benefit of the hearer, not something that is a benefit for you. The same imperfective forms are to be seen in Belarusian and Ukrainian, suggesting that East Slavic languages have a higher tolerance for imperfective in a formal, non-rude manner. South and West Slavic languages, on the other hand, don't. So the forms listed before, проходите, заходите, in Russian, so come in, take off your coat is implied in this one, cannot be expressed in imperfective in Bosnian, Serbian, Croatian, for example. If you're standing in front of the door of your Bosnian, Serbian, Croatian speaking friend, he will not tell you, ulazite, come in imperfective form. They will just tell you, uđite, a perfective form of imperative. Same goes for other South and West Slavic languages. It simply sounds aggressive and unnatural. So in conclusion, I would say yes, imperfective can be interpreted as rude, but a lot of its interpretation depends on other circumstances, as well as the Slavic language itself. East Slavic languages are, as we saw, a little bit more tolerant when it comes to using imperfective in a non-rude manner, whereas South and West Slavic languages tend to stick to perfective. Thank you for listening and join me next time when we will discuss how negation works with imperative.